Good afternoon. A south-southwesterly wind flow will allow temperatures to reach to just about 90 again with high humidity, making it feel even hotter. Some places may even get into the lower to mid-90s in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. A weak cold front is approaching from the west. This front, slicing into some of this heat and humidity, will produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, with heavier downpours in some locations. As we get into the night tonight, that activity will wane, and under partly cloudy skies, it'll remain warm and a bit muggy, with areas of fog forming. Lows will be back into the 60s. Lower humidity tomorrow, still a bit humid with a mix of sun and clouds, and with that front still along the east coast, we've run the risk at a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms, especially closer to the eastern seaboard, but most of interior New York and New England north of I-90 will stay dry. High temperatures will be in the lower to mid-80s. More refreshing humidity builds in on Sunday, a much more comfortable day with a mix of sun and clouds, but highs back into the lower to mid-80s. The humidity surges right back into the picture on Monday, with highs reaching the upper 80s to around 90. This will touch off a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms before we dry it off behind that system on Tuesday, lower 80s, and more sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday as highs stay in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the central and southern plains. Outflow from overnight storms will move southward through northern Kansas and eastern Colorado, where it will eventually intersect the Lee Trough. The warm sector across central and southern Kansas into Oklahoma, to the south of the outflow boundary, and to the north of a stalled front, will once again become moderately to strongly unstable. The potential will exist for storms to redevelop along that outflow boundary into Kansas and Oklahoma, as well as along the Lee Trough over the central and southern high plains. East-southeasterly low-level flow beneath west-northwesterly winds aloft will result in sufficient vertical shear of 40 to 45 knots for supercells with initial storms over the central plains. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats, but a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a thunderstorm in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1997, and the record low 44 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours even of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, still muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible, lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, muggy tonight. A thunderstorm still possible with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. A bit lower humidity, a shower or thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-80s. Lower to mid-80s on Sunday, but with much lower humidity. Otherwise, mostly sunny. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds. Humidity comes back, so do the chances for showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Upper 80s to around 90. Increasing sun, cooler Tuesday, lower 80s. And mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.